chapter 45 to 47. And this is the second parable concerning those who deny the name of the Lord of Spirits and the congregation of the Holy Ones. And they will not ascend into the heavens, nor will they come upon the earth. Such will be the lot of the sinners who have denied the name of the Lord of Spirits, who will be kept in this manner for the day of affliction and tribulation.
On that day, my elect one will sit on the throne of glory, and he will test their works, and their resting places will be innumerable. And their souls will grow heavy within them when they see my elect and those who appeal to my glorious name. On that day, I shall make my elect one dwell among them, and I shall transform the heaven and make it an eternal blessing and a light. And I shall transform the earth and make it a blessing. And I shall make my elect to dwell upon it. But those who commit sin and error will not set foot in it. For I have seen and satisfied my righteous ones with peace, and have caused them to dwell in my presence. But the judgment of the sinners has drawn near to me, so that I may destroy them from the face of the earth.
There I saw the Ancient of Days, and his head was like white wool. And with him was another whose countenance was like that of a man, and his face was full of graciousness, like one of the holy messengers. And I asked that messenger of peace who went with me and showed me all the hidden things concerning that Son of Man, who he was and from where he was and why he went with the Ancient of Days. And he answered me and said to me,
"This is the Son of Man to whom belongs righteousness, and righteousness dwells with him. And he will reveal all the treasuries of what is hidden. For the Lord of Spirits has chosen him, and his lot has triumphed through truth in the presence of the Lord of Spirits forever. And this Son of Man whom you have seen, he will raise the kings and the mighty from their couches, and the strong from their thrones. He will loosen the reins of the strong, and he will crush the teeth of the sinners. He will overturn the kings from their thrones and from their kingdoms, because they do not exalt him or praise him, nor humbly acknowledge the source of their sovereignty. And he will turn aside the faces of the strong, and shame will fill them, and darkness will be their dwelling, and worms will be their couch. And they will have no hope of rising from their couches, because they do not exalt the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these are those who judge the stars of the heavens, and raise their hands against the Most High, and tread upon the earth and dwell upon it. All their deeds manifest unrighteousness, and their power rests upon their riches. Their faith is in the gods which they have made with their own hands, and they deny the name of the Lord of Spirits. And they persecute the houses of his congregation, and the faithful who depend on the name of the Lord of Spirits.
In those days, the prayer of the righteous ones will ascend, and the blood of the righteous one from the earth into the presence of the Lord of Spirits. In those days, the holy ones who dwell in the heights of the heavens were uniting with one voice, and they were glorifying and praising and blessing the name of the Lord of Spirits, and were interceding and praying on behalf of the blood of the righteous one which had been shed, and the prayer of the righteous ones, that it might not be in vain in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, that judgment might be executed on their behalf, and that their long suffering might not be forever. In those days, I saw the Ancient of Days as he took his seat on the throne of his glory. And the books of the living were opened before him. And all his host, which was in the heights of the heavens, and his court were standing before him. And the hearts of the holy ones were filled with joy. For the number of the righteous ones was at hand, and the prayer of the righteous ones had been heard, and the blood of the righteous one had been required before the Lord of Spirits.